49 points per game coming into the season. They put up 106 against Oswego just 3 weeks ago in a 106-98 ball game. You know, they've got a pretty high-flying offense, but you were talking about the wind. They will be throwing into the wind to start the game. Madison will be kicking off in our area playoff football. This will be a very, very interesting game, especially if Marmon and Valley can get going offensively.
Yeah, and you mentioned they're going to be throwing into the wind. As the coin toss was going, they asked Madison which way you want to kick, and I literally just kind of said in my head, is that really a question at this point? I mean, the wind is at least 30 miles per hour. I'm definitely kicking with it. I'm not kicking against it.
Yeah, I remember my senior year, I would always toss up the grass right in front of the officials and say, we're going to go that way.
Make it a game-time decision.
Yeah.
As Madison having a little last-minute huddle with Coach McMillan down there right before the kickoff.
Coach McMillan in his six seasons here at Madison. He is 47-13. Last season, 11-1. They lost to Little River in the state semifinals. They will be looking to get back there, seeming like they are one of the favorites to return, especially with so much experience, so much talent, so many important positions. And, you know, in eight-man football, there's not as many holes to fill. It just seems like after losing so many key players last year, Madison's done a great job of just replacing, you know, and that's what a program is, you know, losing talent, but also replacing it with, you know, not saying they're even better, but an equal amount of talent.
Yeah, and you know, Coach McMillan said it when he was talking with Scott earlier. He said, at Madison, we don't rebuild, we reload. And I mean, they've got guys down there who are getting good experience, even if they're maybe not touching the field as often, they're still getting a lot of good experience just on the sideline there. They're watching, they're learning. You get to be in practice every single week, and you get to really go up against these guys who are some of the top in the state. I mean, really, you just got a good system, good foundation.
All right, so we are ready to go. Kickoff from Lane Darbro is an onside kick going to roll to the 40. It'll be recovered right there by the Marmon Valley Wildcats, and that is where they will start inside their own 40 around the 38-yard line right near midfield for the Wildcats. Quarterback for Marmon Valley, senior Garrett Henderson, like I said on the season, just over 1,000 yards, 16 touchdowns, 8 interceptions last week, 5 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, you know, feast or famine for him offensively last week. They'll start at their own 38-yard line. Tailback to his left is Quincy Adams, over 1,000 yards on the season. It'll be a flake handoff to him. There goes Henderson, and he is going to be wrapped up and brought down, thrown down, I might say, by the defensive end. That one was Lane Darbro with his first tackle, a loss of 3 on the play.
Yeah, and that big 4-man front there for Madison just penetrates right through the offensive line. Darbro, great break on the ball, just tracks him down. You know, Darbro's one of those players, he's not just fast, he's very vigilant, and he's very aware of everything going on. I talk about Drew Stutzman being a ball hawk. I would say that I think Darbro just goes and puts a tracker in the ball before every game because he just knows where it's going to be.
Second and 13 coming up here for the Wildcats. Offset to the right is the running back Adams. It'll be speed the other way coming to the near sideline. Adams off tackle. He will go out of bounds right near the original line of scrimmage. It'll be a third and long, gain of about 1 for Quincy Adams. And just great pursuit right there by the defense. I think on that sideline it was Trace Daniels making the tackle out of bounds.
Yeah, Trace Daniels really stepping up here big this year. One of the younger guys getting a lot of good playing experience, taking over for some of those seniors that left last year. You know, talking about this game, though, I mentioned Marmaden has to make sure they're not one-dimensional. And so far, first two plays, running plays, I think they're trying to see if they can get that run established, see what they do here on third and long.
Third and 11, Henderson, speed option to the left. He'll pitch it and is going to be quickly bottled up. Nice play on the opposite end. The tackle being provided by Hayden Helm, who is stepping in for Gavinish, the starter for most of the season. He is on a trip in Indianapolis for FFA, so Hayden Helm stepping in at corner right there, making a big stop on third down.
You know, Henderson, I think, you know, he was trying to still make the play happen, but it was a busted play there off the left side. They came right through and blew everything up. He still tried to make the pitch happen, but there was already three Bulldogs right there. It's almost like throwing it into triple coverage in that regard.
They will line up, and it's going to be a timeout for Madison. They had Marmon and Valley lined up like they were going to run a play there. I'm wondering if they were going to pooch kick it, but they lined up like we were going to run out of play. Madison takes a timeout. We'll take one with them. You are listening to Area Playoff Football on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison Playoff Football brought to you in part by Cheever Well Service in Madison for rod and tubing service and cleanout, fully insured. The Dental Office of Dr. Rick Smith in Gridley, a proud supporter of all area schools. When you need dental services, call Dr. Rick Smith. And the City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches both on the field and in the classroom.
All right, back here, area playoff football on Country 101.7 FM. Fourth and about 15 for the Marmaton Valley Wildcats. They'll finally set up in a punt formation. The kicker, or the punter, I might add, will be Garrett Henderson, the quarterback. And they lined up like they were going to go for it.
They did, yeah.
Madison to call a timeout. High snap. Henderson fields, and it'll be bouncing right around. It'll go out of bounds.
It went out of bounds, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't even reach the original line of scrimmage. That was just a poor punt, bad snap, bad, you know, it was a good handle, but just couldn't get it down.
Well, in his defense, he did have a bulldog coming straight at him. Man, these numbers are a little hard to see in the dark because they got their home blacks on with the black numbers and gold trim. But if I could read the number correctly, it looked like that might have been Drew Stutzman who broke through, got right in his face, and forced him to really have to punt that one away after a high snap.
So pistol set, Turner offset to the left. Now he motions to the right. Here's the snap to Helm. He hands off. It'll be counter to the right side. Turner crease. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Bryson Turner. First play from scrimmage. He takes it 32 yards for a score, and Madison strikes early. 6-0 our score.
Yeah, that's the explosiveness of Bryson Turner that we talked about. You give him an inch, he'll go for a mile, and he did it right there. Barely any time taken off the clock, just about 6 seconds to be exact.
I don't know if anybody's keeping track or if the state here is taking records, but I don't know if he would have topped his 100-meter dash time from last year with that run.
You know, that would be interesting to get a clocker down there on the field to see.
Yeah, I know the NFL does those next-gen stats. We need to get some kind of patch or something on him to just see how fast he's running because it would be interesting to see that. 6-0 our score, 10-28 to play in this first quarter. Going for two here on the two-point conversion for Madison. It'll be two backs to the left of Helm. In the pistol, it'll be a handoff, and it'll go to the end zone for the two-point conversion. That one, Bryson Turner running. No, that was Drew Stutzman who got the two-point conversion. He adds to the Madison lead, 8-0 advantage here, 10-28 to play in the first quarter. This is Area Football on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison Playoff Football brought to you in part by Harrison Body Shop, Madison. For insurance claims, painting, and glass installation, free estimates. McIlvain Law Offices in Madison and Eureka, serving the area for 36 years. Karen McIlvain can assist you with your legal needs regarding probate, estate planning, contracts, farm and government-related issues, and more. And Rayburn Heating and Cooling, Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs.
8-0 our score here from Madison. The Bulldogs leading Marmaton Valley 8-0, 10-28 to play here in the first quarter. Chance Lebo here with Tegan Trahoon. And an early strike from Bryson Turner goes 32 yards, and we are quickly in looking like Madison is continuing their dominance from so far this season.
Yeah, Madison likes to strike first, strike often, and you know, strike hard, and they just did it right there with Bryson Turner.
Kickoff goes and bounces to the five. It's going to be fumbled and returned. This is Quincy Adams. He will reverse fields all the way to the far sideline, breaks a couple tackles, runs out of bounds. I think he went more east, south, and northwest there.
Yeah.
And it'll be poor starting field position for the Marmaton Valley Wildcats.
Well, a great kick there by Madison. Puts it right at the 1 yard line. He bobbles it there right around at the goal line and then has to pick it up. And honestly, got a lot more yardage out of it than I thought he was going to. I mean, we mentioned Bryson Turner, a state championship sprinter. He showed it off right there. They're headed down the field, and he was still able to pick up about an extra 5 or 10 yards that I think we originally thought he was going to get.
Adams, last game, 5 touchdowns. He has 22 on the season. It'll be an empty backfield here for Henderson on this first play from scrimmage. Maybe we're seeing a throw here from Henderson. Snap to him in the shotgun, looks to throw, and he throws it. It's going to be short. And it will be incomplete as it hits the dirt, intended for Jaden Grenier, the freshman who has played really well so far this season, 21 touchdowns for him.
Yeah, Grenier, I mean, he saw that that was going to be a low pass. I think Henderson was just a little too quick on the draw there, but still tried to make the catch, had to drop down, and it just hit the ground before it hit his hands.
So behind the sticks now, it'll be 2nd and 10 for the Wildcats. Running back to the left is Adams. They'll hand it off to him on a trap play, and he is just going to be thrown down on the play. What a play that time. I think it was Casey Helm coming off the edge. No, that was Drew Stutzman.
Yeah, Stutzman again. He's just really good at asserting his dominance, whether, again, he's trying to knock down a pass or he's just trying to knock you down. Either way, he usually gets his target.
Backed up inside their own 10 from the 8-yard line. It'll be 3rd and 15 for Marmaduke Valley.
Be very interesting to see what kind of formation they go for here, as the offensive line for the Wildcats is not held up very well, given much protection to Henderson.
Twins near sideline. Henderson play fake. He wants a deep shot. He will throw it there. It is going to be a shot for Adams and batted down by Bryson Turner. Probably a pretty smart play right there.
Yeah.
He definitely could have had the interception, but a smart play to bat that one down brings up 4th down.
Yeah, and I mean, if the indication, or I guess if the pass drive by the Wildcats is any indication, punting into the wind has not been their friend, as that last punt went way out of bounds, set them up at the 32-yard line. I think they'd rather let them try and punt it away and get better field position than right at the 30.
So it'll be a timeout. I think Marmaduke Valley took a timeout. We will be right back here on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison Playoff Football, brought to you in part by the OP Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shankey at the OP Meat Locker in downtown OP. ASC Engineered Solutions, ABZ, Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available. And Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
Welcome back to Country 101.7 FM. Here's the punt. It's going to be almost blocked, and a good punt that time. And it'll be dropped down inside the 35, slipping and sliding near midfield. You know, grass conditions are not great here at Madison with the rain. But a nice punt that time by – trying to figure out who that was. It was a good punt either way. I mean, the last one barely made it to midfield,
yeah.
And that one was from midfield. And this one actually made it to midfield from inside their own 10. Madison, not the worst starting position in the world. They will start it at their own 36-yard line.
Yep, started at the Marmaton 32 last time. One strike, one score by Bryson Turner.
So they'll run trips to the near sideline. Nobody in the backfield with Casey Helm at quarterback. Here's a shotgun snap. It'll be a screen out to the Stutzman near midfield. Now to the 35-30. Breaking tackles, 25-20. Lowers the shoulder to the 26-yard line. Drew Stutzman takes that screen for a nice gain of about 26.
Right there on the near the sideline, one of the Madison defenders was getting a good block, but was dangerously close to a holding call, released right as the play got to him. So good heads-up awareness there by the Madison defense, or the Madison offense, I should say, as they've had a few incidents where that hold cost them.
Empty backfield for Helm. Wants to take a shot, rolls to the right side. Now he'll throw across his body, wide open, man. Touchdown. That one, Trace Daniels on the reception. It'll be a 26-yard touchdown for the Madison Bulldogs with 8:50 to play here in the first quarter.
And Helm, not necessarily the most consistent thrower. Typically, we'll hand it off or, you know, just give it to Turner or somebody that can just drive it home. But two passes right there sets him up for a good opportunity and then just barrels it home right over the defense.
Trace Daniels' touchdown. They'll set up for the two-point conversion. Tight end to the left and right. Turner to the right as well. Helm, he fakes it. Now it's a shovel pass and a fun little play drawn up in the sand by head coach Alex McMillan. That'll go for a two-point conversion. 16-0 our score, just under 9 minutes to play in the first quarter. You are listening to Area Football here on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison Playoff Football, brought to you in part by Hanna Orthodontics, a proud supporter of area youth. For confidence with every smile, visit Drs. Joe and Richard Hanna at Hanna Orthodontics in Emporia. By Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And by the Madison Alumni Association. They back the Bulldogs. Come out and support their Madison High School student athletes every step of the way.
Madison Playoff Football brought to you in part by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
Welcome back to Area Football on Country 101.7 FM. Madison kicking off after taking a 16-0 lead. It'll be fielded around the 10-yard line. This one, Grenier out to the 25 out near the 25-yard line, as that will be where Marbin and Valley starts offense. Their third drive, looking to not go three and out here. Some score updates from Michael Deeker, 26-14. St. Paul leads Hartford at the half. Chase County leads 14-0 over Yates Center, and West Elk leading Central Burden 6-0 early.
46-0 the final score, Burlingame over Bennington.
Whew.
Yeah, that was a quick one.
All right, so 8:43 left in this first quarter here from Madison, with them leading 16-0 over Marmaton Valley. Speed option to the near sideline. It'll be taken by the quarterback. Henderson, ball on the ground, and it'll be fielded by Madison. And we have a flag down. I'm wondering what this will be.
It came from the
back
the white hat. Yeah. They're having a conversation there.
It'll be a hold on the offense. Madison will take over, and that was just a great hit by Drew Stutzman.
I think
he was the one that
knocked it out. Yep.
And that, I mean, leading 16-0 early against an offense like Marmaton Valley that can score in a hurry. I mean, turnovers like this, scoring quickly, I mean, it's only taken them, what, four plays to score 16 points?
Yeah, well, you said they were hoping not to go three and out, but I'm sure they would have taken the three and out over over a fumble recovery any day. And so Madison, again, setting up shop right at the 32-yard line of Marmaton, or sorry, the 37-yard line of Marmaton.
So empty backfield for Helm. They've liked this look so far. Motion coming from Bryson Turner. They will get it to him on the jet sweep on the far sideline. He takes it 20, 15, 10, 5. Bryson Turner, two touches, two scores, touchdown, Madison Bulldogs, as they take a 22-0 lead here. 8:30 left in the first quarter as Madison imposing their will on Marmaton Valley.
Well, first run goes for 32. This one goes for 37. And I said it earlier, Bryson's not giving me enough time to keep up writing the stats down here. I could use at least a snap or two. But Turner, I mean, again, showing why this offense is so dangerous against opposing defenses.
So following the Turner touchdown, it'll be a two-point try here from the three-yard line. Two backs to the left of Helm. In the pistol set, he will take it himself, power into the end zone for the two-point conversion. 24-0 is our score. Madison leading Marmaton Valley. We'll be right back on Country 101.7 Area Football.
Madison Playoff Football brought to you in part by Paul Dean, Attorney at Law, providing quality and experienced legal services since 1997. Call Putnam and Dean at 620-342-2662 and make the right legal decisions. Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. And the Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Area Football on Country 101.7 FM. Chance Lebo joined by Tegan Trahoon as Madison imposing their will on Marmaton Valley. 24-0 our score, 8.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Four plays, four touchdowns for Madison. On the other side, it has not been faring so well for Marmaton Valley. They turned it. They went three and out their first two drives. First play turnover on their third drive led to a one-play score by Bryson Turner. He's got two carries, two touchdowns. Helm, 2 for 2 with a touchdown to Trace Daniels. And it is a 24-0 ball game, 8.5 minutes to play. And, man, Madison just dominating so far. And this is a defense for Marmaton Valley that's given up, let's see, 52.6 points per game, as the kickoff is going to be fielded near the goal line by Quincy Adams. He will take it to the 5, out to the 10, turns a corner, and he's going to be knocked out near the 15-yard line on the far sideline. A nice return there by Quincy Adams. He's just trying to get something out of nothing. He has.
Yeah.
Give credit to the Madison kicker, Lane Darbro. He's done a good job of throwing some knuckleballs down the field and making it pretty hard to read, especially with the oblong shape of the football. It is definitely not easy to pick up on a roll.
No, not at all. And, I mean, this the return team here for Mormon and Valley definitely has struggled with this. And I think they've bobbled just about every kick here by Madison, and it's giving the Bulldogs enough time to get down the field, kind of close off all the opportunities and all the routes that they could possibly run to try and get some better field position than what they've seen so far.
24-0 our score, motion to the near sideline. Here is the snap to Henderson, wants to throw. Takes a shot down the field,
wow.
And it is intended for Jaden Grenier, and it is incomplete coverage downfield from Bryson Turner.
What an arm. I mean, seriously, that was a beautiful, perfect spiral pass. Just only problem was it was too far for his receiver. But, man, that kid has got a cannon.
Yeah, and throwing into the wind, too. I mean,
yeah.
he led him, and he was throwing it into the wind. I mean, that's just incredibly impressive. I mean, he's got to tell his receivers to run a little faster. So it'll be 2nd and 10 behind the sticks again for Marmon and Valley. Henderson 0-for-3 to start this game. Motion comes to the near sideline again. Jet sweep to Adams. Near sideline 10, near the 12, and he is going to take a stick that time, provided by Trace Daniels. He is showing up big ways on both sides of the football.
Yeah, Daniels just tattooed him, as Michael Deeker would say. And, I mean, that's a big part of this Madison team as well, is how hard the defense hits. They want to smack you in the mouth offensively, just scoring at will. Then they want to really add to that by kind of taking the legs out from under you defensively. It's a good 1-2 punch combination.
And, I like to use the reference, when cats play with their prey, sometimes they'll play with them a little bit. Madison, not at all.
No,
they have
not
played with them at all. They have just gone right for the kill. It is 24-0 with 8 minutes to play here in this first quarter. Empty set on 3rd and 7. Motion to the far sideline. We've got a flag before the play. It'll be false start on the Marmon and Valley Wildcats, backing them up even more.
Well, Marmaton now, that's their second penalty of the ball game. Madison yet to have a hanky thrown their way. And, hate to say it like this, that's kind of rare. I mean, really, we've seen more than once Madison has those opportunities to score, or they do find the end zone like Turner's done twice, and it usually is followed by a flag that brings them back even further than where they started. So good discipline shown out of the Madison Bulldogs to start this ball game.
3rd and 14. Fake. Here's Turner to throw. Wants to get it away. Gets it to Adams in space to the 10, 15, 20. And he's going to be pushed out of bounds short of the sticks by about 3 yards. It'll bring up 4th down and 3. And we saw earlier, Marmon and Valley, they were about to go for it on about 4th and 18. I don't know if we're going to see him punt here, especially down 24-0 and with the offense of Madison. I mean, they could score it from the opposite 10 and probably, two or three plays by the way they're playing right now.
That's a fair point. But at the same time, even though you are down 24-0, it's still only the first quarter. And I don't think this is the time you go for a 4th down conversion this deep in your own territory. If they were closer to the 40, maybe at the 31, 32, I might lean more that way. But right now, you're kind of pinned back in your own territory. And Madison's doing a good job of getting in that punter's face, and if they're able to just jump that line quick enough, they knock it back down, they could run it back for a score.
Well, the back judge is counting down. They've been in the huddle for about a year and a half, and we're going to get motion. And here's the snap on 4th down and 3. Henderson wants to throw, gets it away to Grenier. Reversing fields to the 20. 25, tries to break a tackle, does. Now to the 30,
ooh,
and he is going to be pushed out of bounds a couple yards short of the line of scrimmage. Just a poor play in general right there by the Wildcats on 4th down and 3.
And, I need to correct what I was saying earlier. This is not the position to go for that, considering the fact that you really haven't been able to get anything going running-wise, and so far Henderson hasn't really hit a receiver. You set yourself up for more heartache when you put Madison in a good position like this, way deep in your own territory. I mean, you're doing half the work for him. I don't know if I agree with that call this early in the game.
So far on the game, Marmon and Valley, negative 13 yards so far. It has not been their best performance against one of the state's top teams. 1st and 10 from the 28-yard line for the Madison Bulldogs. Motion to the near sideline. It's a play fake. Helm to throw. Wants to take a shot to the end zone. Scrambles, steps up, fires, and it is going to be caught and walking into the end zone. It is going to be a touchdown, Lane Darbro, from 28 yards out. And Madison just adding on to that advantage, 30-0 our score, not even halfway through this first quarter of play. And Marmaton Valley, they gave up 98 points earlier in the season to Oswego. I mean, it just depends on when Madison takes their foot off the gas.
Well, and here's the thing is Madison is definitely not a team known for doing that. They definitely keep it on the gas pedal the whole way through. So if you're Marmaton, again, you've got to start getting a little more creative.
Two-point conversion attempt coming up here for the Bulldogs. Motion to the near sideline. Helm in the pistol. He will fake it, throw it to Turner. In space, lowers the shoulder and puts a man in the dirt for the two-point conversion. Bryson Turner, we know him for his strength, in his legs, but that time just lowering the shoulder. I mean, that was an incredible display of strength. Yeah, I mean, especially on a cold night like this.
We talked about it
on the way here, the weather conditions, and in this situation, the way that Madison's playing, it just seems to help. All right, we'll be right back here on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison Playoff Football brought to you in part by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison football team in the postseason. Go Dogs! Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
All right, area high school football here on Country 101.7 FM. Score update from Michael Deeker, 6-2 at the end of one, West Elk. They lead it in the first quarter. Yes, 6-2, not a typo. Bad snap for a safety.
Oh, man.
I mean, not especially what you want to do if you're West Elk, but, I mean, hey, whatever works. I mean, they're winning, so.
Yeah, hey, but bad snaps and small mistakes usually can reverse that trend.
32-0 our score. Kick is fielded at the 10, now to the 20, 25. This is Grenier, and he's pushed out right there at the 26-yard line. That will be probably one of the second-best starting position for Marmaton Valley. They started at the midfield mark in their first drive, and since then have really struggled to find any rhythm offensively.
Yeah, they started at the 38-yard line on their first possession, then the 13, then the 25, then the 14, now the 26. So it's been kind of up and down in terms of field position. But this return team doing a little bit better this time, actually cleanly fielding that kickoff, getting back out there. But Madison, again, they do such a great job of getting down the field so quick. They close off all of your routes. They really force you to the outside, and there's about six or seven of them waiting for you when you get there.
32-0 our score, first and 10 for Marmaton Valley. Motion to the near sideline. He has tripped. Wanted to throw as Henderson fires downfield, and there's contact.
Yeah, that's
clear
cut.
And a penalty marker. Yeah, and, incidental contact in the state of Kansas is still a penalty. I'm not sure what it is in the pros and in college, but in the state of Kansas, incidental contact, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and that incidental contact, couldn't see the number on the Bulldog there, but basically went up on the receiver and just tripped up and happened to reach out and grab the legs a little too soon and brought him down, and that's going to be a flag every time.
So the first down for Marmaton Valley, some positive yards so far today. Only one play for positive yards for them offensively. They have struggled against a Madison defense that's, been very good this season, averaging just 7 points allowed per game and 50 of them coming to Chase County.
Well, and on that last snap, I started giggling a little bit because Casey Helm just pushed three offensive linemen away like they were four-year-old children. It was just – that's crazy to me.
Here's the snap to Henderson. Wants to throw. It's going to be a delayed handoff to no, this is Adams, and he has pushed back past midfield near their own 35-yard line, and they went so far backwards on that play. I think it's going to be a loss of about four.
I think about a loss of six or seven.
Yeah, it looks like a loss of seven on the play for Quincy Adams.
He's trying to get that handoff, but again, Helm just breaks through the offensive line almost with ease and is able to get to him, and when he's in front, he takes up a lot of space, and unfortunately for Marmaton, their runner was also kind of caught between the quarterback and Helm. So, I mean, there was nowhere for him to go, and it slowed him down, and he got yanked down.
So, second and 17 coming up for Marmaton Valley. Shotgun formation, receiver to the left. Here's the snap to Henderson. Fakes the handoff, takes it himself, and he's going to be wrapped up in the backfield. That looks like Drew Stutzman. And like we said, it's very hard to see these numbers in the black
difficult
numbers. But that is going to be an even bigger loss. Oh, well, no, it's a loss of two forward progress, but Stutzman threw him almost into the own 25-yard line.
Yeah, and you mentioned it's going to be a bigger loss. It is. I mean, it adds on top of it, so you're not wrong there. You know, you keep compiling these losses. They're almost right back to where they started at, right before the pass interference penalty. You know, if you're going to have a team shoot themselves in the foot, you can't basically put a bandage on it and just let them walk away with it. You've got to capitalize. So Marmaden really facing a huge third down here.
32-0 our score, third and 20. Henderson throws it. This is caught by Grenier to the 40, to the 30, and steps out. A nice gain that time by the freshman Jaden Grenier. It's going to be close to the first down yardage, and it will be a first down. A gain of 20 for Jaden Grenier, the freshman who has really been good this season, 21 touchdowns so far.
And that's a huge play for them. I mean, that's a confidence booster. You're down 32-0 with 5:20 left to go in the first quarter. That's a big pickup there. I mean, seriously, you wipe away your losses. You're able to get back into a good position, fresh set of downs. Now you got to keep it rolling here. You don't want to give Madison too much more time to work here in the first quarter. If you can get out of the quarter keeping the difference where it is, I think you have a good opportunity of kind of coming back into the second quarter a little bit more refreshed after a little bit more of a break, get a new game plan going in there. I mean, that's a big pickup. That's about all I can say.
5:20 to play in this first quarter. Madison leading 32-0. Henderson wants the motion. Here comes to the near sideline. Fakes it to Adams. Wants to throw. Throws it down the middle. It's going to be caught. And a nice catch that time by Jaden Grenier. Another first down, gain of 16 for the freshman.
Somebody missed their man on that one. Grenier was wide open right in the middle of the field. Three Bulldogs around him, but nobody near him. And he just brings it down. If he doesn't trip up on that reception, I think he could possibly have an extra 2-3 yards, maybe even a touchdown if he can get past the defender. That was a good heads-up play by Henderson, starting to throw with a little bit more confidence.
Yeah, so it'll now be first and 10 inside the red zone at the 13-yard line for the offense of the Wildcats.
Look at that four-man front for Madison. Helm coming off the end.
High snap, Henderson Fields. Five-step drop, pressure arrives. He will get it away and throw it out of bounds. It'll go incomplete. It'll be a second and 10 after the incompletion from Henderson. And we talked in the pregame about this is a pass-heavy offense. How will they play in the wind? It seems like they've had, you know, it's been their running game that's really struggled. They passed the ball, especially on this drive, pretty well.
Well, I mean, they're a pass-heavy team for a reason. I mean, you know, with all due respect, I don't think that I don't think you become a pass-heavy team by having a just as solid running game. Although, to be fair, their running game hasn't been as bad as some teams against Madison.
Jet sweep to the near sideline. This is Adams. Takes it, and he's going to be dragged down. Nice play. I think that was Casey Helm on the tackle.
Yep.
With a little help from Trace Daniels. And Trace Daniels has had his fingerprint all over this game so far.
Yeah, absolutely. And Daniels, though, I will say, he definitely made a little bit of an adjustment before he laid the extra hit to bring him down, and that was that he was dangerously close to leading with the helmet. He actually brought his head up right as he made contact, made sure he hit him shoulder to shoulder rather than head to shoulder. Good awareness there by the young man, Trace Daniels, just a sophomore, already playing like a seasoned pro here for Madison.
Mm-hmm. A lot of players like that on Madison. I mean, we talked about, you know, the senior leadership of Heineken, Stutzman, mm-hmm. and Helm, but also guys like Bryson Turner and others.
It's going to be their
11.
Team.
Here's the snap to Henderson. Twins to the right. Wants to throw it there. Steps up. And it's going to be picked. Bryson Turner, the interception to the 15. Reversing Fields. Drags a tackler down. 30, 35, 40. One man to beat to the 30. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, Bryson Turner, third touchdown of the game, a 78-yard pick six at the hands of Bryson Turner. What a play by the junior as he is just showing off right now.
Wow. He's having a good time. If you already got two touchdowns on the night for 30-plus yards each, and then you add a 78-yard pick six, I mean, man, yeah, you're definitely you're feeling pretty good right now.
So the first turnover, or the second turnover of the game for this Madison defense. Bryson Turner, I mean, he's had two touches offensively for two touchdowns, and then that one defensively. And I think that a lot of credit should go to the defensive line on that play. They dragged Henderson down.
It.
I mean, that was just a prayer right there, and it was intercepted.
You know, and that's the problem is, I think, with Henderson, he is just trying to force some of these passes here and there. And, you know, when you're going down already, you're already off balance. And when you're throwing uneasy to begin with, there's a great chance for that to get picked off. I think it's better to maybe just take the loss on that one.
38-0, two-point conversion on the way. Motion to the far sideline. Here is the handoff inside, and Turner is going to walk in and shove a defender away, as that makes it 40-0 with 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. You're listening to Area Football on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison Playoff Football, brought to you in part by MT Networks Madison. For fast, reliable, unlimited internet service in Madison and Coffee County, choose MT Networks. Wagner Automotive General Service, for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. And by Seamers Construction, your basement and foundation repair specialist. Sewer, water, and trenchless sewer replacement. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614.
Back here, Area Playoff Football on Country 101.7 FM. Chance Lebo here with Tegan Trahoon, 40-0 at Madison, leading Marmaton Valley. First round of the playoffs here on Thursday night. And the winner will move on to face the winner between Central Burden and West Elk with, I think, last time I checked, Michael Deeker giving us score updates. They lead 6-2 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, and also a big thank you to Ken Hansen keeping us updated on Osage City's ball game against Southeast Cherokee. They Osage Indians up 21-0 after the first quarter.
Our score 40-0. Still 4 minutes to play here in this first quarter. Madison playing very well. Three touchdowns from Bryson Turner. One coming on the defensive end, two touches offensively for a touchdown. Here's the kick from Darbro. It's going to go out of bounds at the 20. We'll draw some laundry, and it'll be good starting field position for Marmaton Valley offensively.
So they'll have the option here to either have them re-kick it or take it with the tack on there, and it'll be interesting to see what Marmaton does, as they have not had a lot of success in returning the ball, but it does look like they're going to actually have them re-kick it here as Madison heading back to the opposite end of the field. So
they've had success. I mean, we talked about when they field the kick properly, which is a big if, they do very well at returning it.
Yeah, my point to that, though, you know, I see what you're saying, they do, but they've only fielded it cleanly so far once.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's the hard thing is Darbro's just put a great spin on each of these kicks to where he's basically putting them right where he wants them, and he's making Marmaton have to pick up each ball.
It'll be a squib kick, going to be batted down and then jumped on by the Marmaton Valley Wildcats. They'll start at the 30, and it looks like Central Burden has taken a lead over West Elk, 10-6 now. Chase County leading 30-0, almost out of the first quarter there.
Dylan Drake comes up with the recovery there for Marmaton Valley. Drake, though, it hit his hand as that line drive kick from Darbro, and then he just kind of stood there and stared at it for a second, and I think he could hear the Bulldogs coming. He jumps on top of it, but, I mean, literally half a second before Drew Stutzman was on top of him. So you can't have that kind of indecisiveness. You've got to know what you're going to do there, and I'm not really sure if the ball just happened to take a bounce in his hand or if he reached out to try and stop it, but that could have been disastrous.
Marmaton Valley with a decent drive last time out. Here's the speed option coming near sideline. Henderson pitches it to Adams, and I don't think Adams was expecting it.
No,
reverses fields to the 20, and he's going to be brought down at the 16-yard line. It'll be a loss of about 15 with flags all over the place.
Yeah, flags in the backfield, flags from the sides, and it's going to be an interesting call here. I'm assuming probably might go against Madison here.
And I think Alex McMillan needs to update his dress code because, you know, all of those yellow socks make it seem like there is flags all over the place. When there was just one flag and they're going to decline the penalty, it's going to go down as a loss of 14 on the play.
Well, and the call was for, I believe, an illegal block there on Marmaton. And McMillan, they already set him back about 20 yards, so they're going to decline that, as you mentioned. I mean, that's a smart move there by McMillan.
Yeah, because it would still be first down.
Yeah.
And, you know, going to bring up second and, I would say, 24.
Yeah.
And Quincy Adams struggling so far today. 7 carries, negative 18 yards. And that one, I wouldn't say, is all his fault. I mean,
no.
His quarterback gives him the ball, you know.
I think Anderson was just trying to make something happen out of nothing, and unfortunately, Adams just never saw it coming.
Play fake, going to get it on a crossing route to Grenier. Lowers the shoulder near the 25. He'll roll ahead to the 28-yard line. Freshman Jaden Grenier making some plays here early.
Yeah.
He gets about 10 yards back. No, 12 yards. It'll be a third and 12 for the Marmaton offense.
Yeah, and this passing game starting to really take shape here for Marmaton as they really couldn't get anything to go in that early goings of this first quarter. Now they're kind of connecting at will, and they are picking up about 10 yards per catch and reception. And probably an extra 2 or 3 yards after the catch.
This has been a, you know, pretty, you know, these last two drives for them, obviously, it's been either feast or famine. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've either had some really good plays or some really bad plays. It's going to be 3rd and 11 for the Marmaton Valley Wildcats. Twins to the near side. High snap fielded by Henderson. Wants to throw. Checks it down. It's going to be bobbled and incomplete off the hands of the tight end. Dylan Drake brings up 4th and 11.
You're back almost to the original line of scrimmage right near the 30-yard line. Again, I'm not sure this is the time to try and go for it all, but, you know, I said that a few times, and they managed to pull it off. Looks like they are going to maybe go for it here. Nope.
They line up in punt formation. It's confusing because Henderson is the punter as well as the quarterback.
Yeah, so you never know. Maybe watch for a trick play here. You never know.
Bad snap on the first time. It'll be flags before the snap. It'll be a false start offensively. And another flag on this Marmaton Valley team. And, you know, these penalties, you know, when you play a team like Madison, who is obviously the favorite in this game, probably the favorite in this bracket of the playoffs, you know, you cannot have these silly penalties, the turnovers, the negative 14-yard plays. As here's the snap. It's going to be punted by Henderson, a high spiraling kick that is going to bounce at the 25, going to keep rolling, taking a Marmaton Valley bounce inside the 20.
Wow.
And a good punt there by Henderson. He can punt it just about as far as he can throw it. It'll be a start at the 18-yard line for Madison.
2 minutes, 46 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. And
that's time for about like 8 more scores for Madison, by the way.
I was going to say,
right now.
Yeah, if you're Coach McMillan right now, clock management's not really a concern, up 40 points. And, you know, they've only – I think the longest drive they've had was 2 plays, and it only took about 45 seconds off the clock.
So 40-0 our score, under 3 to play in this first quarter. Back behind Helm is Turner. He motions him to the side, to his left. Helm to throw. Wants to throw, gets pressured, rolls to the near sideline. Scrambling, and he's going to get to the line of scrimmage, and he's going to lay a stiff arm and runs about 30 yards for a gain of 3.
I'm probably about, I'd say, 50 to 60 pounds heavier than Casey Helm. He's got a few inches on me, but he is definitely not somebody I want running at me and sticking that arm out. That's going to be a nightmare for a while.
Yeah, that arm can shot put a ball pretty far.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it can shot put anybody right into the dirt. So it'll be 2nd and 7 for the Madison offense. And that 3-yard play, I think that's their shortest play of the game.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, they have been imposing their will offensively. 2nd and 7.
This will only be the second time this game they've had 2 snaps of the ball offensively for
Turner Madison. Motions of the backfield. It's a handoff. This is Darbro. No, this is Stutzman. Stutzman down the sideline. 15-10-5 untouched for the touchdown. Drew Stutzman. That one, a long touchdown. It'll be 46-0 Madison leading in this first quarter. Just under 2 minutes to play. I couldn't tell who had that ball. And it's just good to see, you know, guys other than Bryson Turner.
Yeah, everybody getting a touch.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, everybody eats.
Yeah, well, and at this point, already up 46-0, this is the mercy rule if they go into the second half without Marmaton cutting into this lead. This ball game will be over after the second quarter. So Marmaton now, I think the urgency was there, and now it's at an all-time high.
All right, so 46-0 our score, minute 44 to play, 2-point conversion upcoming. Motion to the right, Turner. Now to the left to right. It'll be speed option. Helm can walk into the end zone, and a great block on the sideline. That one from Marvin Brandsetter, and he led the way there for the 2-point conversion. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Area Football on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison Playoff Football brought to you in part by Cheever Well Service in Madison for rod and tubing service and cleanout, fully insured. The Dental Office of Dr. Rick Smith in Gridley, a proud supporter of all area schools. When you need dental services, call Dr. Rick Smith. And the City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches both on the field and in the classroom.
Madison Playoff Football brought to you in part by Harrison Body Shop, Madison. For insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates. McIlvain Law Offices in Madison and Eureka. Serving the area for 36 years.
Karen McElvain can assist you with your legal needs regarding probate, estate planning, contracts, farm and government-related issues, and more. And Rayburn Heating and Cooling, Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs.
Back here on Country 101.7 FM, area high school playoffs. Madison leading 48-0 in the first quarter of play. Minute 44 to play in this first quarter. Here's the kick coming from Lane Darbro. It'll be a short kick. It'll bounce and be fielded by Jaden Grenier out to the 20. Reversing fields near sideline 25 to the 30. And he's going to be brought down by a hound of Bulldogs. And it'll be starting at the 35-yard line for the Maroon Valley Wildcat offense, who has had some success on the last two drives. But those big, big negative plays have really hindered them.
Well, not to mention the two turnovers that both resulted in points for Madison. I will say, Grenier on that return, I think it was one of the best ones he's had. Again, Madison does a great job of leading you where they want you to go. They close off your options either to the left or the middle, and it will make you go up to the right side or vice versa. Right there, Grenier basically said, I'm not going to play your game. I'm going to go this direction and actually cut over to the right side and picked up a few more positive yards than what he's seen so far tonight.
Jaden Grenier making plays offensively here as a freshman. It'll be first and 10 for the Wildcat offense. It'll be a handoff to Adams. Goes off tackle midfield to the 35. Going to be stripped down at the 36-yard line. Tackle made that time by Braden Fultz, the senior linebacker, making a nice play that time. Almost got the ball out of Quincy Adams' hands.
Almost did, but, man, that might be one of the biggest pickups from the running game that we've seen from Armington so far. 9 yards on that carry. That was a...
He's now up to negative 9 yards on the game. He's really struggled.
Yeah, but that's a big boost right there, though. And give his offensive line some credit. They cleared the way up the right end, and he was just able to exploit that opening by Madison.
Snap to Henderson, fake to Adams. Long drop, throws over the middle, picked off. Bryson Turner to the 30, 35-40, 35-30. 25 going to be dragged down.
Wow.
First time they've stopped him. And it'll go down at the 12-yard line. Another interception by Bryson Turner. And that one just a little short of the receiver, Grenier. They love that crossing pattern. They've done it multiple times. That time, Turner, something clicked in his brain, and he ends up with the ball in his hands.
Yeah, and they had him held there. They were trying to bring Turner down for about a good 10 yards. He was dragging a defender, or I guess a offensive lineman for Marmaton Valley for about 10 yards right near the goal line there. And, that just shows Turner's not, as you mentioned, he's not only fast and he's not only strong with his legs, he's just got a great upper body that's able to really carry the load figuratively and literally.
Yeah, those are those off-season sled pulls and those sled pushes that you do. I hated doing those. We did those in a sandy parking lot. It was very hard to get footing. I'm sure Turner does those in his sleep.
I won't lie to you. I've done a few of those in the gym, and I'm very thankful I've taken that out of my workout recently.
Yeah.
It's not
those
fun.
Are the worst.
Oh, gosh.
Especially on those rubber floors. It is so hard to get any kind of movement. I mean, Turner could probably do that. I mean, probably double the weight that we both do combined. He is an incredible athlete.
I would probably feel really proud of myself for doing it with maybe 20 pounds, and he'd just sit there and smile.
He is the receiver to the far sideline. Helm the snap. In the pistol, fakes, throws over the middle, and a wide-open touchdown for Madison. That one going to Lane Darbro, and that will put up a 50-burger, and it is 54-0 with 37 seconds left in the first quarter. Madison just dominant so far, that one from 12 yards out. Getting his numbers. Come on, guys.
Yeah, I'm
Coach
just like, guys, give me a break
here. We're trying to get
here.
Numbers here,
I'm trying
right?
to do math, and it's not my friend, and right now, you know, I thought these guys liked me. I guess not. They're like, oh, we're going to make him do hard equations.
All right, so our score 54-0, two-point conversion coming up. Here's the snap to Helm. He will hand it off inside, and it is going to be a run in that time by Lane Darbro. So 56-0 our score, 37 seconds left to play in the first quarter. We'll be right back here on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison Playoff Football, brought to you in part by the OP Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shankey at the OP Meat Locker in downtown OP. ASC Engineered Solutions, ABZ, Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available.
and Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
Madison Playoff Football, brought to you in part by Hannah Orthodontics, a proud supporter of area youth. For confidence with every smile, visit Drs. Joe and Richard Hannah at Hannah Orthodontics in Emporia. By Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And by the Madison Alumni Association. They back the Bulldogs. Come out and support their Madison High School student athletes every step of the way.
Welcome back to Area Playoff Football here on Country 101.7 FM. And if you would have told Coach Alex McMillan that they would be leading 56-0 with zero penalties after this first quarter, I think he would probably be a little pleased with how his Bulldogs have played. Maybe just a little.
Yeah, pleased, maybe not too surprised. I mean, they are, again, a very dominant offensive team, but you know, 56 points in the span of 12 minutes, that's, you know, that's a statement maker.
And we aren't even out of the first quarter yet. 37 seconds left to play. Kick is going to be fielded by Grenier at his own 15 to the 20, and he's going to find his way out to the 22-yard line. Nice return by the freshman, Jaden Grenier, as that will be where the Wildcat offense sets up first and 10. And Grenier has been kind of their primary playmaker for him on the game. Four catches, 46 yards. He's been a primary target of quarterback Garrett Henderson. You know, Grenier as well as Bryson Turner have both been favorite targets for Garrett Henderson.
Yeah, the problem is, though, I just think that Madison figured Grenier out a lot faster than Marmaton's been able to figure out Turner. And that's a big difference maker when your biggest target isn't able to operate at his usual efficiency.
High snap, fielded by Grenier. He was playing quarterback. They tried direct snapping it, and those are those big negative plays that we've been talking about. That one's going to go down as a loss of 8 on the play, and just, you know, they have struggled so much offensively.
Well, you know, the centers struggled really there for Marmaton, as I think we're getting a timeout here by
– No, it's the end of the first quarter.
Oh yeah, they're just going to let the clock run down. My point being, though, they've had a lot of high snaps here in this ball game, and normally they've been able to get it back under control. That one just went right over his head. He pulled it down and then still wasn't able to get it under control, and it just bobbled away. So they've got to fix these little mistakes if they want any chance of seeing the second half.
We'll be back in 60 for second quarter action here on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison Playoff Football brought to you in part by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
Madison Playoff Football brought to you in part by Paul Dean, Attorney at Law, providing quality and experienced legal services since 1997. Call Putnam and Dean at 620-342-2662 and make the right legal decisions. Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. And the Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here, second and 18 for Marmaton. Braden Lawson in at quarterback for the Wildcats as he hands off for a gain of nothing. It'll be a long third down coming up. Looks like that was Quincy Adams on the carry.
Yeah, Adams just literally ran into a wall. I think he was thinking he might be able to break through a few arms, pick up maybe 2 or 3 yards, and that stingy Madison defense just stood their ground and gave him absolutely nowhere to go.
So these last two plays, Braden Lawson has taken the snaps at quarterback. Maybe trying to switch things up. Henderson is a senior, so maybe trying to get his, you know, future replacement, Braden Lawson, maybe some quality snaps against a quality team. Get him some
Absolutely.
Action. Get his
Absolutely.
Feet wet. Lawson will take the snap in the shotgun. Empty backfield for him. Here's a snap on 3rd and 18. Sets to throw. Pressure coming. And he is going to be dropped for the sack. Casey Helm in the backfield drops him at the 8-yard line. Loss of 8 on the play.
Well, start off the drive with a huge loss, followed up with no gain, then you end it with a huge loss. I mean, again, Madison, they've just come in, they kind of smacked them in the face with that first offensive possession, and since then they've just kind of kept pounding on them. And I mean, you know, sometimes you don't like to see that, but when you're in the playoff season, it's a big statement kind of making moment for Madison as the snap bobbled there but gets the punt off, and a little extracurricular activity looked like down near the goal line.
Yeah, it's getting pretty chippy between these two teams. We've seen Bryson Turner kind of, you said extracurricular activity. He's gotten quite a few of that. Obviously, he's a pretty imposing figure, and he's been imposing his will both before the whistle and after.
Yeah, absolutely. And that punt goes down to the 32-yard line for Madison, so puts him on the opposite end of the field. A good punt there by, I think that was Henderson.
So Henderson's punt makes it a 32-yard start for the offense of Madison. The Bulldogs have had no problem scoring both offensively and defensively. They lead 56-0 with 10 minutes to play in this first half.
And I do apologize, I don't have time to talk because I have to write these stats down real quickly before the first snap, because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, Madison's given us some pretty big numbers, and it looks like we've got some new some backups in the game.
Some of these younger guys you mentioned, Marvin wanted to give some of their younger guys a few looks here, and it looks like Madison doing the same.
So it looks like Hayden Helm is in at quarterback. We'll try and get some numbers here coming up, as it will be second and three for Madison. As I've got a roster here, just going to try and pull it up here quick. I mean, yeah.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, we didn't expect to see the backups in so soon, but when you lead 56-0 after one quarter, it's not too hard to give the reins away.
Yeah.
As Helm is in at quarterback.
Should mention Hayden Helm.
Yeah, Hayden Helm, sorry. Here's the handoff. It'll go for about a gain of 9 on the play. Nice carry. Going to try and figure out the name. Looks like that was Cohen Lutie.
Yep.
Cohen Lutie.
Cohen Luthi, one of the, again, core guys, or will be one of the core guys moving forward here. And Coach McMillan, you know, he puts these younger guys in, as you mentioned, to get some quality snaps and some quality experience here. And, I mean, they're going to need it when they're stepping into the shoes of some of these seniors that will be walking away at the end of the year. It'll be a big task to undertake.
Hayden Helm hands it off. This is Luthi once again. They're trying to get the ball out. He'll take it down to about the 19-yard line. Nice gain that time by Luthi, as he is going to take it inside the red zone. He is making some nice plays.
Yeah, that was officially made that the longest drive for Madison so far tonight with 3 plays. The longest before that was a tie between Madison's second possession and their 5th possession, both of those going for 2 plays.
So it'll be first and 10 inside the red zone for Hayden Helm, the younger brother of Casey Helm. Here is the snap to him in the shotgun. He'll hand off to Luthi. Here he goes to the 15, rumbling down to the 9-yard line. It'll be close to the sticks, and it'll be a 2nd and inches for Luthi.
You mentioned rumbling down there. He wasn't just rumbling. He was running through that offensive line again, and that's been the biggest problem, I think, here for Marmaton Valley, is they just haven't been able to really stand up against this offense that can run the ball right through you. They're trying to muscle them around and trying to go up high. They're not. I haven't really seen anybody throw a low tackle from the Wildcats so far tonight.
56-0 our score. Here's the handoff. And it's going to be wrapped up real quick, but not going down. Perseverance by the young Bulldog. That is Colton Ish, a freshman running back, as he gets a gain of, looks like, 7.
Puts him right at the goal line. And you mentioned it. I was about to say it looked like that might be the first negative play that we've seen from Madison. He looked like he got swallowed up right at the line of scrimmage and driven back. He shakes it off. Nice little spin move around another defender coming in, and then manages to fumble his way forward for about 3 more yards.
So Colton Ish gets him inside the 5. Hayden Helm in at quarterback. Here's the snap to him inside, and it's going to be over his head. He's not as tall as his older brother.
He definitely is not. He's definitely about 4 or 5 inches shorter. And that one, first real miscue we've seen from Madison so far tonight. That one went about 4 or 5 inches over his head. I think looking for, you know, getting used to snapping it to Casey, and that would have been right about Casey's chest.
Yeah, and he's pretty young. I think he's only a freshman, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, he's got room to grow.
And Hayden dropped right down on the ball. He did the right thing there. I mean, they're still in great position. You know, it's a loss, but you're still in better position than where you could have been.
So first down and a long goal. From the 12, here's the handoff, and being tackled by the turf monster is Colton Ish. He'll go down for about a yard, a little bit before the line of scrimmage. It'll be third and a long goal to go from the 13.
I would agree with you on giving the tackle to the turf monster, but this is a grass field, so I think we have to give it to Swamp Thing on that one. But no, he has had a little bit of trouble getting his feet under him on about two carries now. And, you know, that's one thing I don't think we talk enough about on these kinds of fields is a lot of schools now have turf fields. Here on the grass, you're playing against not only the defense, but you're also playing against Mother Nature. When that field gets wet, it gets slick, and you have to make sure your feet are planted.
Here's a snap to Helm, hands it off inside. This is going to be brought down right around the 6. It'll be fourth and goal from the 6. Trying to get a number on the ball carrier that
time. Looked like Luthi again.
Looked like Luthi.
Nope.
We're going to call it number 26. Going to get a name here quickly. That will be Ethan Hall, another freshman. So, you know, like Coach McMillan said, they don't rebuild, they reload. And it looks like this younger class, they've got some heart.
Oh, absolutely, and I think that just comes from being around the core guys like you've already had. You know, we mentioned Casey Helm and them. That's, you know, that kind of performance inspires.
So offset to the right. Here's the handoff to the running back. This is Luthi. He's going to try and drag five defenders into the end zone. Touchdown.
Wow.
Cohen Luthi dragging the Wildcats into the end zone. I don't know if I'm for sure on this, but I'm going to go ahead and call that his first career touchdown at the varsity level.
I think you'd be about right. I'm not going to argue with that.
That's one that mom's probably going to put in the scrapbook.
Absolutely.
I mean, if she got a picture of that, I mean, I'm sure he had about every single player on this roster on his back. That was a very impressive run by Cohen Luthi.
And Luthi, I mean, not a big, stout guy to carry that much weight on your back and stumble forward for a touchdown. I mean, that's one you can tell your grandkids about someday.
Hayden Helm, the quarterback. He will hand it off.
Nope.
No, he's going to fake it. He's looking for pylon, and he's going to be brought down by Quincy Adams before the line of scrimmage. So a long drive by the JV makes it a 62-0 ball game with 5:15 to play here in our area game of the week here on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison Playoff Football brought to you in part by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison football team in the postseason. Go Dogs! Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
Madison Playoff Football brought to you in part by MT Networks Madison. For fast, reliable, unlimited internet service in Madison and Coffee County, choose MT Networks. Wagner Automotive General Service, for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. And by Seamers Construction, your basement and foundation repair specialist, sewer, water, and trenchless sewer replacement. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614.
Welcome back to Area Playoff Football here on Country 101.7 FM. Madison dominating here in this first half of play, leading 62-0 over Marmaton Valley. Taking thoughts here so far after about a quarter and a half. Is Madison pretty good? I feel like they're pretty good.
they're a pretty solid team. I mean, you know, 62-0, you do most of that damage in the first quarter alone. I mean, you're off to a good start. Again, these early rounds often are just statement-making games and saying, you know, we're here and we're ready to go. And Madison is definitely here, and they are definitely ready to go.
Kick fielded by Adams. He'll take it out to his own 30, near his own 35, out of bounds at the 34.
That might be his best return of the night.
Yeah, well, at least north-south. I don't know about east-west. He's had a lot of yards east-west. He just hasn't been able to find a crease and get upfield. And now it looks like the JV is in for Madison.
Yep.
Or I don't know about – well, no, defensively they've got their guys in there. They've got their regular cats, or dogs, I should say.
Well, again, I go back to making statements. You don't want to give up a score when you've done this much work already, you know. you definitely want to keep them off the board. And, you know, that's an important moment, and that's an important thing to do when you can just say, hey, we're shutting people out. And, you know, we don't want to give up points. We're going to be stingy. We're going to play hard, and we're going to play until the final whistle.
Yeah, this is a team that, against teams not named Chase County, has only given up 6 points
exactly.
all year. Under center for Marmaton Valley, fumbled snap by Braden Lawson. Fumbled snap, and he'll lose about 2 yards on the play. And they haven't gone under center all game, so I'm sure that's why he fumbled the football. And you see the ref out there with the towel. Looks like he's drying off the football. He's in that midfield little marsh area where it seems like everybody's got their feet.
It looks like Packer Bollinger coming out there for the Bulldogs, replacing Kevin Heineken, and also coming off our Stutzman and Helm. So it is all JV out there now for the Bulldogs defensively.
Well, I think they're giving them a little bit of a round of applause, wanting to take those seniors off the field all at the same time so they can get the recognition that they deserve.
Well, that, and you also don't want to risk injury. I mean, especially to your core guys.
Lawson pitches out to the right side and brought down on the play. I think that was Quincy Adams on the carry.
And Adams, he had a little bit of trouble getting his handle on the ball. You know, again, it is wet out there, as you mentioned, the refs wiping the ball down in between snaps, and I think he wasn't able to fully get it under, get it into his hands and get it under his shoulder to really tuck it and run, and that cost him about 2 or 3 steps, which to a Bulldog, 2 or 3 steps behind, you might as well be, you know, 6 years behind because they're going to catch up to you with like that.
So a gain of 4 on the play by Quincy Adams. Makes it 3rd and 8, and it looks like more JV players coming onto the field for Madison as we saw Turner, Darbro, and Daniels exiting. In the I formation, it'll be a pass for Lawson. Stepping back, throwing, and it's going to be picked off. What a catch that time on the far sideline. Going to try and get a name and a number, and that was, I think that was Cohen Luthi.
Yeah, it was.
No, Gannon Pyle.
Was it?
Gannon Pyle.
Oh.
The sophomore making a nice play. And that one, he had to go up and show off the vertical for that one.
That's a heck of a vertical. I mean, I'm just saying that. Wow.
And it looks like Marmaton Valley is going to take their final timeout of the half. And we'll take one with them. Back in 60 here on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison Playoff Football brought to you in part by Cheever Well Service in Madison for rod and tubing service and cleanout, fully insured. The Dental Office of Dr. Rick Smith in Gridley, a proud supporter of all area schools. When you need dental services, call Dr. Rick Smith. And the City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches both on the field and in the classroom.
Madison Playoff Football brought to you in part by Harrison Body Shop, Madison. For insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates. McIlvain Law Offices in Madison and Eureka. Serving the area for 36 years. Karen McIlvain can assist you with your legal needs regarding probate, estate planning, contracts, farm and government-related issues, and more. And Rayburn Heating and Cooling, Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs.
So no gain or a loss of 5 on that play by the Bulldogs as we weren't able to catch it here on Country 101.7 FM. Ready to go here, about 3 minutes left in this first half between Madison and Marmaton Valley. Hayden Hellman at quarterback with a 62-0 lead. Low snap, fielded, handed off to Ish. Cutting back with a flag down. He's going to spin off of a tackle and then spin right into the arms of another defender, and we've got laundry on the field. It looks like it's going to be coming back if I were a betting man.
Yeah, I think we might get a hold here on Madison, and unfortunately that's been their troublesome woe all year long. Is usually when you see a flag thrown their way, it's due to a hold of some kind. And, I mean, give credit to, you know, the senior guys out there for Madison. They only had one penalty on the night, and it came from a freak accident of a pass interference call. But right here, these younger guys are going to learn, you know, when you've got a hold of somebody, you got to release. You can't just grab on and hold on for dear life.
So it'll be 2nd and a country mile here for the Madison offense. Hayden Helm in at quarterback. In the backfield with him is Ethan Hall. They'll hand it off to him, and he is going to be swarmed down by some bigger players on the Marmaton Valley side. As you know, with these, not saying they're small, but
yeah.
I mean, these are sophomores and freshmen out there for the Madison offense, they might not have the beef in them that these other Wildcats do.
Yeah, and that was the junior from Armington Valley, Bryce Ensminger, who got the tackle on that one. He just grabbed a hold of Hall and basically shook him around like a rag doll.
Third and 17 option, pitched off. Nice play by Helm, and he's going to get it away to his teammate. That was Ethan Hall on the carry. He'll get about four. It'll bring up fourth down, under 2 minutes to play in this first half, with Madison looking like they're going to win. They're going to trot out Casey Helm to show off that big boot.
Yeah.
Do they have any – I mean, I'm not a big track and field expert, but do they have any kicking events in track and field?
Because not that I'm like aware of.
From what I saw in pregame, Casey Helm's got a pretty big foot on him too.
I think that's just called being a natural athlete. I really do. I don't think that has anything to do with track and field.
Helm in punt formation, flag down. And a booming punt is a high punt going to be fielded at the 18-yard line. On the return is Adams. He takes it to his own 30, 35, 40. Going to be wrapped out of bounds with a flag down.
There are Bulldogs all over the ground.
Well, the flag came before the play. I'm sure it's going to be an illegal procedure because in punt formation, I mean, you never know. I remember our high school coach used to get so frustrated, you know, penalties on punt formation just because of misalignment. And especially when the JV team is in, you know, these are guys that probably don't get in a whole lot. They don't practice punt formation on Thursdays. You know, when you got all those young guys in, it's really hard for them to do that.
Well, and also with a team that, I mean, really punts very little during the regular season, I mean, you're bound to have a few slip-ups here and there. I mean, I think that's – it's not good. It's not something you want. But at the same time, it's kind of a testament to your team's offensive ability.
Minute one to play. Shotgun snap to throw. Way down the field. Launch it, and it's going to be incomplete. Intended receiver was Grenier. And pass defense on the far sideline. Looked like Hayden Helm.
Pass thrown out there. Is that Henderson back in there for?
No, that one was Braden Lawson on the launch, and they've got a couple good quarterbacks. I mean, of course, Henderson going to be graduating. I think he had a pretty solid performance. He turned the ball over a couple times, but I think for him, he had a pretty solid performance. You know, trying to get those young guys like Lawson playing time, trying to get them, trying to get their feet wet. Motion by Adams to the near far sideline. Here's the snap. And this is Henderson. He'll fire across the middle, and it's going to be off the hands, incomplete. Dylan Drake, intended receiver.
That was a great route, though, by Drake. It was kind of a peelback in a sort of a way. Runs straight out, crosses, and then turns back in and actually curls, I should say curl route. And kind of a tricky one, too, because usually when you see a guy go straight out and then come across, they're usually heading right out to the flats or heading right to the sideline. He turns back in and just plants his feet. Unfortunately, that pass, just too much of a bullet pass, hits him right in the hands and bounces away.
So 49 seconds left to play with the clock stopped. Henderson back in at quarterback. Here's the snap. It's going to be a trap play. Handoff inside to Adams. He's trying to take it near sideline. Runs through an arm tackle. Gets out of bounds. No, he's going to stay inbounds.
Clock running.
So it's going to keep the clock moving. Under 40 seconds to play. It's going to be it's going to be a first down. So about 10 yards on the carry for Quincy Adams, another senior trying to improve his statistical line. That brings him into the positives. He's at 5 yards rushing today.
They may get one more playoff here with 23 seconds left to go. This may be the final game, the final snap of the game.
Henderson to throw. Trips a little bit. He's going to throw it. It's going to be picked off. Hayden Helm is going to run right into the dirt. Good sportsmanlike play right there by the Bulldogs. Not trying to.
Yeah, just went right down.
Yeah, just went right down. Nice play there. That's going to be the final play of the ball game. I'm almost certain of it. We're going to see a knee from the Bulldogs as they are going to walk away with a 62-0 victory. But stay tuned. We've got our Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show as well as our Rich Door Company postgame show coming up here after the victory formation play. 13.4 seconds remaining. Casey Helm back in the game to take a knee. Victory formation. Shotgun snap as he will go down. As his knee touches the dirt, it will be running clock as the Madison Bulldogs will advance to play the winner of Central Burden and West Elk in the next round of the playoffs. We'll be right back for our Longmont Auto Halftime Plaza halftime show. You're listening to Country 101.7 FM.
Madison Play.